Across Texas, Beto O'Rourke is mobilizing voters, particularly young voters, in his bid for Senate.
I would never ask any young person to vote for anyone if no one has shown up to find out what's on their mind, what's important to them, to hear about the most important issues in this country from their perspectives.
Millennials comprise a large number of his volunteers, from handlers to local organizers, who say they feel he is listening to their concerns.
The concerns that the youth have that he's actually listening to. You know, for me being part of the LGBT community, that's something huge as well.
Not taking political, like super PACs money, not taking corporate money is really appealing to people because I think a lot of people my age feel like we don't have much of a voice, and that's partly because politicians are all listening to corporate interests more than us.
Young Republicans are also mobilized, rallying support behind incumbent Senator Ted Cruz.
I remember back in 2014, the first time I met him, actually, he came to my high school. And he gave a talk to my high school, and I don't know, he just felt like a really real guy, you know?
Well, the main thing is the commitment to the Constitution. I've admired Ted Cruz for that for a long time.
Cruz says that his commitment to liberty in particular draws young people to his campaign.
You know, I'll tell you, when I speak with young people, and I speak with a lot of groups of high school kids and college kids and young professionals, I encourage them two things. I say, number one, defend liberty. Liberty is powerful. It's contagious. Young people want to be free. Young people want to be inspired. Young people care about freedom. Young people want to be part of a fight that matters. And in Texas, we're fighting to keep the vibrant economy, the jobs, the opportunity.
Whether they are Republicans or Democrats, one thing everyone can agree on is the importance of getting a younger generation politically active and voting. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Houston.